I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline is John Walton, Capitals radio play-by-play voice. You could hear him last night as he called Game 2 of the Bruins-Caps series. He may be a little tired this morning, kind of like me, because he was at the arena late. What's up, John? Good morning.
Guys, it is good to be with you as always. Thanks for having me.
John, what time did you get home?
I was home about 11:30, I guess, so
oh, wow.
Not too bad. Yeah,
that's
I got
not
home
bad
pretty
at all.
Quickly.
Yeah,
disappointing, obviously, but you know what? We're getting on a plane today for the first time since March of last year, so we're riding on adrenaline right now.
There you go.
I love that.
Now, Craig Anderson, I thought he performed pretty well last night, John. I want your viewpoint on it. Outside of that first goal where he got caught in no man's land, like the second goal that got scored on him, Bergeron was point blank. Nobody's going to stop that shot. You had the pig pile up where a goal just squirted by him. I don't think that's really on him. I thought he played pretty well, not only last night, but obviously throughout the first two games he's been called upon in the series.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that he's going to be the guy for the series now. After 44
wow.
saves last night, and you know what? But if you think about it, I mean, Ilya Samsonov just got back in the ice, and Vitek Vanacek's status is uncertain. So I think that kind of has to be the mentality anyway. And I agree with you. I mean, I think of that goal that he was straight from the net. He did leave a little too much. He made contact with Brendan Dillon, and I think that right. just kind of turned him around enough that he wasn't going to be able to make that play. But other than that, I mean, to see all the shots that they had, we said last night, I thought for both coaches, they're going to look at that box score and say, yeah, that's too many shots allowed. And certainly for Washington, almost 50. They give up 48. I thought Craig was really good. And I think he's going to play in Game 3. I think he's going to play in Game 4 as long as he's healthy. I think that he's the guy. And he almost needs to be at this point. You got to have a horse to go with by the time you get in the middle of the series. And I thought he was good enough last night to warrant that.
You know, as I was watching the game, I really felt in the second and third period, I was like, man, I just feel like we're on our heels. Even when we took the lead in those last 12 minutes, just took forever. I just felt like they were in our zone more. Even though the disparity wasn't that great, it felt greater to me watching it. When you're calling the game, John, do you get a feel for those things, or are you just so caught up in sort of calling the game that you're not necessarily feeling the ebbs and flows of it?
You do. I mean, I think it's the eye test a little bit. I mean, I think there are things that you pick up on more mm-hmm. than, you know, shots for and against, obviously. I thought Anthony Mantha was really good last night. I thought Dmitry Orlov was really good last night.
Orlov was amazing. Yeah,
he was really good. And I think that when you look at the individual performances, there were guys that we said at the beginning of the series you wanted to see more from. Tom Wilson was one. Definitely have gotten it from him. Anthony Mantha, pretty quiet at the end of the regular season and in Game 1. He didn't get a goal last night, but he was awfully close. He's knocking on the door, and he looks like he's poised to break through. So I think those are the things that you notice. And, you know, when you look up at the shots, I mean, I got to say, you know, the first period it felt it. And then as the game went along, I think to your point, I mean, third period, you look up and you're like, wow, they got 42, 44, 46. I mean, that number just kept going up like a slot machine. So, I mean, there was a lot of opportunity for them, and that's a good team over there. I mean, it was going to be a really big feat for the Caps to be able to pull off and go up two games to none. The thing that's disappointing, I think, this morning, guys, is that they had it, and it got away in the last 3 minutes. and you could have been in a really good position. Now, as the Bruins have last chance the next two, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, how alarming is losing 63% of the faceoffs?
It is somewhat alarming. I think the biggest thing to your point on draws and really to the bigger picture defensively as far as center goes,
yeah.
Guys, I'm worried about Lars Eller.
Right.
He leaves in the second period. He is dependent on for so many things. And Peter Laviolette put together a line. The reason TJ Oshie's been playing center is because you want Eller and you want Raffel to be able to be that second defensive stopper line. And a Haglund-Dowd-Hathaway line already has been that this year, but in the playoffs and with the two lines that the Boston Bruins have, you kind of need that second line. So hopefully Eller, they have an optional skate this morning and they get on the plane. They'll be in Boston this afternoon. We'll know more tomorrow morning. But hopefully Lars is okay. They need him as much as they need maybe anybody in the lineup defensively to hold those guys down in the Boston top six.
Joined by John Walton, Capitals Radio play-by-play voice. What did you think of the crowd last night, about quarter capacity there at Capital One? And that crowd, I was sitting in it. They wanted blood when they called the embellishment penalty on Tom Wilson. What was your reaction with your bird's eye view there at Capital One to that call?
Yeah, I hated it and went off, to be honest with you, because yeah. I couldn't believe that they called it. I mean, I usually try and give the referees the benefit of the doubt, but in this series, it's been tough. You had a linesman that missed a pretty obvious icing call that led to a Bruins goal in game one. You got what should have been a Washington power play there, and Wilson ends up getting, I mean, he gets his legs taken out from underneath him. I don't know how that could possibly be embellishment. But, you know, to the crowd, I mean, it was great. I mean, we spent most of the season, I mean, for Ken and I on the 200 level there where the media is and even now, it was just us and the camera guys. I mean, there were six of us sitting there. So now we've got all the media, we've got all the broadcast crews, you've got 5,000 fans. It feels normal. It's not normal yet, but it to us, I mean, when you were operating with zero, to have more than 5,000 people in there who were loud, who were into it, just hearing the reactions, the "ref, you suck" chant. I mean, you don't have that on the old voice record. So it was really great to have all of that last night.
Hey, John, if I came up to you last night before your call of the game and said Garnet Hathaway is going to score twice, how do you like the Caps' chances in that one? You would have thought the Caps are going to win that one, right? If Hathaway pots two.
Yeah, I mean, you think it's lobster rolls for everybody. I mean, a New England guy who grew up a Boston fan. So I would have said they're up 2-0. If you would have told me that before the game, I thought he was terrific. That second goal, the greatest goal I ever saw him score. And he was tremendous last night. I love Nick Dowd's dance, too. When he came over and he's kind of got the I don't know what that high step was. He came over and did. Oh, and he was celebrating that goal. But that was great. I mean, that's the kind of emotion you want to see. And the Caps, I still think, have played well in this series. I just think it's going to come down to manpower and goaltending to be able to try and keep it moving forward.
Hey, John, you mentioned Lars, and who knows if he'll be able to go. I mean, the top line guys are just banged up. We know TJ's banged up. We know Ovi's banged up. Backy's banged up a little bit. If Lars can't go, I know that, and you have to be pissed at what Cousy did to this team. All right, he just killed him. But you also need some skilled players out there, especially with these guys being banged up. Do they push Cousy to get back out there if Lars can't go in Game Three?
Yeah, I think I don't know if you can do it for Game Three, but to your point, yeah, because he is the best option that you have. You don't have a lot that you can turn to at this point because you are so depleted down the middle. You already had TJ Oshie playing over there. Now if you lose him, it's tough to ramp up. I mean, and like in other sports, when you've missed that much time and being out, you've got to ramp up, get your conditioning back, get your timing back. And look, you're going to have to cut that amount of time down. If he can't go, it's got to be Evgeny at some point. But I don't know that it can be tomorrow night in Game Three. He's only been back out there for a couple of days. I mean, you can force it, but I think back to when he was out in COVID protocol in January, it took him a few games to find a stride, and you just don't have that runway right now. And that's the part that's irritating and disappointing, is that at this time of year, you know, it's bad that any time that this would happen, but when you're in the playoffs, you can't just say, well, he'll work back into it. I mean, work back into it, you could be on a golf course in a week. So I think that he's going to have to be, hopefully that he's able to ramp up very quickly here, because in that top six, all right, you've got your scoring. But again, even with him back, that defensive stopper line, I mean, Nick Dowd can't do everything. And as good as they've been excellent, It's going to be a liability for sure if they don't have Lars back in there for defensive reasons. Mm-hmm.
John, if you dive a little deeper into the box score, Sprong and Sherry, they didn't have any goals or assists last night, but those guys were providing maximum effort, and Sherry was scrapping. Like, that dude, he's the smallest guy on the ice in every game he plays in, but he's never going to back down from a confrontation, and we saw that last night on the ice.
Yeah, I love that. And that line, I mean, Sherry's part of that Eller-Raffel line that's been deployed in that defensive role. So you want to have some snarl there, and he certainly provided that. Sprong had a couple of chances that, you know, just a bounce here or there, just right off his stick. He had a couple, you know, thinking of one in the second period where he comes right to the top of the crease and only could really poke it toward him. He never really got a chance to wind up, but he was right in the thick of it last night. And that's what they've been all year. I mean, to be able to bring in guys – Brian McClellan's been unbelievable in bringing in guys who wash out other places. Daniel Sprong, Pittsburgh didn't want him. Anaheim didn't want him. Now he's here. He's producing. He never even played in a playoff game before, even though he came up in the Pittsburgh organization. Connor Sherry, same thing. More experience, got to play with Crosby. But, you know, the Penguins say, now we're going to trade you to Buffalo. Buffalo says, we're going to trade you back. And then he's suddenly available, and the Caps take a flyer on him. They have a good eye for being able to bring in guys like that. Brett Connolly was the same way, just being able to say, hey, listen, there's something there, and we're going to get it out of them, and they've just been great.
John, we have to run quickly, but the perfect example of that guy is Craig Anderson. I mean, when Lundqvist went out with the heart issue, I'm sure McClellan looked at his goalie room and said, we're super young, we need a veteran here. He brings Anderson off from coaching like Little League down in Florida, and now this guy's starting in playoff games.
He's going to turn 40 on Friday, and I say I love that bald guys are getting it done out there.
Yep.
So I
with
am
you.
All for Craig Anderson rolling on through. You know what I'm talking
that's
about.
Right.
Yeah,
Team Baldy.
I'm rooting for that guy all the way.
That's right. All right, John, get on that plane, and hopefully the Caps are able to steal one in Boston. We'll talk to you again soon.
Fellas, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Of course.
All right,
thank you,
buddy.
That's John Walton, Caps radio play-by-play voice. He's a busy man this time of year.
I'm getting stressed just thinking about Game 3 right now.
Well, there's no time to really stress. You get one day to kind of decompress, and then you're right back at it on Wednesday.
Well, decompress. Then you got the Wizards tonight.
Right, and if they lose, you're doubly stressed.
Yeah, exactly. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about the Wizards. Massive game in Boston tonight. How far can they go if Bradley Beal is not 100%? We'll touch on that next here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. The Junks 25th anniversary is presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. Thanks to them for all of their support. It is appreciated. We are going to support the Wizards tonight as they battle the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Apparently, all of the Washington teams just play Boston teams all the time. Caps play the Bruins. Wizards are playing the Celtics. It's a big thing. But the big question mark is Bradley Beal's hammy. He's got a dinged up hammy.
He looked healthy to me, but I only watched the fourth quarter of the last game. So I didn't see when he struggled.
He was
early.
Efforting through it. Like he was.
Yeah, he didn't look right first three quarters.
Well, I mean, the fourth quarter, when I tuned in, he was exploding in the basket.
I think he scored maybe 20 of his 25, like, in the second half.
Well, if you remember, earlier in that game, he had the tape. He had the wrap and he had tape on the hammy.
And he took it off?
And the tape, apparently, was just uncomfortable for him. And he went over to the coaching staff or the trainer, and he was arguing with the trainer and said, I could read his lips. He goes, I feel fine. That's what he said.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The trainer had the mask on, so I couldn't read his lips. But he went out on the court and just took the tape off.
So your question is, can they go far in the playoffs? I don't know if they're going to go far with him at 100%. Because if you beat the Celtics, you're going to play the Brooklyn Nets. If you lose and win your second game, you're going to play the Philadelphia 76ers. You're going to be decided underdogs against both. Clearly, they need Bradley Beal to be their best. But you just think about what they've done this year, and if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, they start off the year 3-12. So 15 games into the season, and it was a shortened season, they were 3-12, and we were counting them out, and Russell Westbrook wasn't playing great basketball. He was shooting like 35%. He wins Player of the Month in the Eastern Conference, averaging 26.3 points per game, 16.1 assists per game, 13.8 rebounds per game, 1.7 steals per game. He has carried them. And Beal has done what he's done. He's been great when he's been on the court scoring. I don't want to diminish what Beal does to the team. But what Westbrook has done has been incredible, particularly down the stretch. 7 triple-doubles in the month. 7 straight games with over 15 assists.
Yeah, it's
like,
weird.
That's a really incredible stat because you got to rely on guys to hit their shots.
Yeah. It's just weird to look back on that early portion of the season where there was a lot of, well, I wonder who won this trade, the Rockets or the Wizards. There was definitely that when he was not healthy and he was, you know, he was turning the ball over at an alarming rate.
And he still turns over the ball at times. Like, yeah. He could shoot yourself out of the game tonight. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. Westbrook, well, here's in the playoffs. If they're in the playoffs, Westbrook will have games where he's 7-for-25 from the field, which is basically what happened with Bradley Beal in the last game, right?
Yeah.
Beal came back, got hot late, but he finished 8-for-27 from the field. Well, Westbrook will have games like that and have games with 8 turnovers, but he's going to bring it in every department.
All right, I'm gonna give you his line right now. I've got my tingle on his line. Let's see.
It's going to be a war, though, because Russell's he's probably going to go against Marcus Smart, right?
Marcus Smart does
is play tough defense, especially come playoff time.
Well, the team in general. I mean, it's Stevens is a defensive coach.
Mm-hmm. Russ is going to have 25 points. He's going to have 16 rebounds. He's going to have 18 dimes.
That's a monster.
Here's the thing.
What do you have?
25, 16, and 18.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
But you know what? That's not far off his average.
Oh, it's kind of
in the
month of May, that's not outrageous.
In the month of May, he averaged 16 assists. He just gave him like 2 more assists. Mm-hmm. And he averaged 14 rebounds.
This is a playoff game against Boston,
that's
a good
like
defensive
one of the
team.
All-time epic performances.
The question is, how are they going to stop Tatum? Tatum has owned them, right?
Yes. Well, how are they going to stop Tatum? Is Fournier going to be healthy? Is Tristan Thompson going to kill him on the boards? You're going to have to hit open shots. You got to hit shots. Bradley's going to have to play better in the first three quarters than he did against Charlotte. You know, this is a playoff game.
Yeah, to Cakes' question.
And it's a road game.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, I think for them to get beyond the Celtics and to make some noise in the playoffs, they need Beal to be back to 100%, scoring 30 points a game. They also need, even though he's a role player, they need Neto. He's a good defensive player. He's like their best perimeter defensive player. He's a game time decision tonight.
Mm-hmm. He's got a hamstring too, or a knee. I'm not sure, but he's definitely dinged up.
You know, you need everybody, but obviously in the playoffs, I was talking to my son about this yesterday. The general rule is, whichever team has the best players, they're going to win. So, like the Lakers are a low seed in the Western Conference. Mm-hmm. and they have to play in a play-in game. Let's say they get beyond the playoff play-in game, they're probably going to play the Suns, who are the two seed. I think that's correct. Jason, correct me if I'm wrong.
If they win, I'll have to go back and check. Yeah,
anyway,
sounds right.
I'm going to take the Lakers because they got LeBron and Anthony Davis. As long as those two guys are on the court, even though the better team may be the Phoenix Suns. And that's why I think the Wizards have a really good chance, because when you just line them up, there aren't many guys better than Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook. So you may have a better complete team, deeper team, whatever. But in the NBA, sometimes if you have the best players, you're going to win. And they've got two guys who are amongst the best in the NBA. And it's not like amongst the best, like they're amongst the top 20. These guys are true all-NBA players.
Plus, I mean, at some point, form, I think, factors in. And Boston's, I mean, they've lost five in their last six. I mean, they're not playing great by any stretch.
Right.
Washington playing their best basketball over the last 20 games or so. I don't know. I think they got a great shot tonight.
Here's what Russ did against Boston in three games. Now, again, a couple of these games were back in January and February, but first game they lost by 9, he had 12. He had 4 boards and 8 assists, okay? Second game, they beat him by 13. He had 13, 11, and 9. Third game against Boston, I just had it. Where is that game? Here it is. They lost 111-110. So obviously a tight game. He had 24, 4 dimes, 11 boards. So he didn't go crazy in any game against Boston. I think that's because Boston won't allow you to, really.
Only 4 dimes. It's surprising.
Yeah.
Because, again, 7 straight games for Westbrook with 15 or more assists.
Right.
So you're now, saying my 18 dimes prediction's a little bit high?
I think that's crazy.
It's a little bit. You're talking about one of the all-time great performances.
Hey, maybe he's got that cooking.
I just don't see this game being a 135 to 130 type game. I think Boston's going to keep this. And when I say low, I think it's going to be in the 110s, maybe 115. But Boston, defensively, they'll D up.
Is there a chance Rui or Bertans can have a day?
Yes.
Is there a chance?
That would be great if that happens, but I'm not relying on it. The guys who need the days are Westbrook and Beal.
Yeah, but they're going to do their work. They're going to. That's just what they do.
You need one other guy. You're right. If you can get one other guy to have a really good day. I mean, look, it was Ish Smith against Charlotte, right? You don't expect
and it
Ish
was,
to.
And it was Rolo.
Right.
All right, let's go to Dunlap, line 2. Dunlap in D.C. Hey, buddy. What's up, man? You're on with the Jokes.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, you know what we got to do? We got to seize the moment, baby. We got to get this win, man. I want Brooklyn, man. I don't think we're going to beat Brooklyn, but just the storylines, man. And if Scott Brooks going to lose his job at the end of the season, you want all your players that you coach on the same floor together, man, just to be a remarkable storyline for the Wizards versus Brooklyn.
I do think that's going to be an interesting matchup. Because I think there was a little friction between Harden and Westbrook last year. Because Westbrook likes having the ball in his hand, and then Harden obviously was the primary ball handler in Houston. And I could see those guys going at it. I don't know if they'd be matched up against each other nonstop, but I think Westbrook's going to have a chip. Plus, going against KD.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Mo, line 3.
I mean, just a lot of star power there.
1067 if you want to chime in. Mo, what do you expect tonight, buddy?
Thanks for taking my call. Two things. I want to talk about the topic at hand, and I've got one more thing after.
Yeah.
I like our chances. JP, I like your argument with regards to having the best players, to ultimately win the game. I think we have a lot of length defensively. And as long as they keep the ball moving around the court, I think we'll be able to get our shots off as we see fit. The last thing that I wanted to say is I'm pretty sure you guys are aware of the vacancy at the head coaching position at DeMatha. And I just wanted to be the first person to start the train to call out my man Dale Green. He comes from the program. He's straight out of Largo, went to DeMatha, went to Niagara. He's in the MAAC Hall of Fame, along with Niagara's Hall of Fame, was an NBA scout. My man is dialed into the streets. He knows all the kids. He's got his own shooting academy. It's a natural, no-brainer progression. Bill Green needs to be our next head coach. Thanks, fellas.
All right. Thank you, Mo.
People are stumping for that gig.
A lot of people, man. I'm getting texts from people.
You turn in your resume, Jason?
A lot of people want that gig. Oh, you
too
want
much
that
of a
gig.
Pay cut.
The pay cut.
Although you can run the camps.
You make good money there, but it's a lot of pressure.
Of course.
It's a huge pressure job. And we should give a shout-out to Mike for a great job. I mean, he did the impossible in replacing a legend in Morgan Wootten and basically made his own footprint there and created sort of his own legacy in 19. He did a hell of a job.
Well, he put a ton of guys into the league.
Oh, yeah.
He was there almost 20 years. You know, he won city championships. He was at USA Basketball. He's got the Nike connection. You know, it was a tough decision for Mike. And
by the way,
no one believed me when I said it was going to happen, and social media got all over me. It is what it is. My sources are ironclad, but that's another story.
I don't think it wasn't that people didn't believe you.
That's just another story.
They couldn't believe that you leaked it before he did.
Yeah. I think you were supposed to leak it before it was official.
No, but people didn't believe it, and they said he hadn't made his mind up. It doesn't matter. my point is that he did a great job, and this is just a career path move. You know, you go down to Blacksburg and you do well and you bring in some studs and he could be a college coach in 3 years.
Oh yeah.
And he's going to make a lot of money down there and the standard of living is obviously a lot cheaper. He's going to do well. Coach Young is a great coach. It's a good connection. I'm happy for him.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. But I'm just fascinated to see who fills that spot. And there are a lot of great candidates, a lot of great candidates. And it's probably going to be a DeMatha guy.
It should be.
Yeah, it would be crazy if it wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, was a good candidate.
I know there's some people that are really interested in the job. Don't know if they're going to get it, but
yeah.
You all throw names out there. People that are interested.
Eric Pickle, you coached your brother's team back in the day.
I wouldn't want that pressure.
And hey, why does it have to be a DeMatha guy?
Just the way it is. If you look at DeMatha,
yeah, it's just the family. They know this. It's just a comfort thing.
It's like that Carolina family thing.
Most of the guys that coach there in all sports, most of them are all DeMatha guys.
Yeah. And they're also good coaches.
Yeah, it's just how it is. And there's such a pool to pick from. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't it be? It would almost be a slap in the face to not pick a DeMatha guy. Because there's going to be 20 DeMatha guys that are
Well, look, they got to do it worthy. Quick. Because we're in mid-May. You got to do it quick.
I hope they pick a Roosevelt guy. Please, God, I don't ask for much. Very unlikely. Please let DeMatha hire a Roosevelt guy. I don't know who that would be.
John Turner?
But please let that happen.
That's a high-pressure gig, man. That's a high-pressure gig.
No, I don't think he's ready for the head coaching gig anywhere.
Got a couple guys with NBA experience gigs.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if you want him up roaming up and down the sidelines.
Yeah.
Might not be the best look.
Well, anyway, back to the Wiz. What time is the tip?
It's 9.
9.
Well, the tip's probably like 9:07 or something like that.
I may only just watch the first half. Am I supposed to stay up till midnight every night this week? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
I know I will.
You got to pull the bish and like DVR it and then wake up.
No, I can't do that. What I'll do is I'll just take a massive nap during the middle of the day.
Built a bad cycle. I took one yesterday.
Bad cycle. What are you going to do? I take a nap every day.
No,
I'm old.
I don't have time to do one today.
I got nothing but time.
I will be taking a drab-like nap, like 2 hours plus.
Like a drooler?
I can only hope. I only hope I wake up with a wet pillow.
Right.
Just a nice pool of the drool. That would be fantastic if that's the case.
A pool of drool.
Yes.
Well, look, I think they've got a very good chance to win tonight. But part of me thinks the Wizards never make it easy, and they know they can lose this game and then have another shot at it to get into the real playoffs.
Yeah,
and they would play either Indiana or Charlotte, who they've beaten both teams recently. I know. I'm just saying that part of me kind of thinks that's what's going to happen because it's never easy with this Wizards team.
Well, that's
like,
why I get it.
They should have played like this at the beginning of the year and not started off 3-12. And I know they had some COVID issues and Westbrook was hurt. But the 3-12 thing, that dug a huge hole for them in a shortened NBA season.
But Westbrook being hurt was a massive factor.
Sure.
He wasn't anywhere near the same player.
But also, Bertans played awful at the beginning of the year. He was out of shape.
He never played that much better.
No. Yeah.
He had a pretty mediocre year coming off that big contract. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's also
a defensive liability.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about a lifestyle that I don't know if anybody that works for this show would adapt well
Embrace,
to.
Yeah.
It's called the van life, EB. You think you're cut out for living the van life?
I think he's seen that on Bang Bros.
No, not, Not that sort of van life, JB. Van. Yeah. And not the van's life, like with the checkerboard shoes right. the skateboarders love to wear.
No.
Van life, where you're basically living in an RV. I don't think EB would adapt to it very well. I don't think I would either. We'll tell you more about that boom next here on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll talk some NBA with Antonio Daniels.
AD.
So we'll reconnect with him. We can ask him about the upcoming Wizards-Celtics play-in game. We can talk about other NBA issues. We can talk about Kwame Brown.
Early confidence from the people. Put it up as the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Van Meter Homes. Yes. 75% like the Wizards tonight.
Whoa. Do they like my outrageous stat line for Westbrook?
I could put that up as a second poll of the day.
I mean, yeah. 25 points, 16 rebounds, and 18 helpers.
Here, let me take a picture. Give me the piece of paper.
There
you
have it.
Take a picture.
It.
I'll put it up on Twitter.
JP, this took a long time for my research staff to come up with. So treat it with kid gloves. Be careful. Mm. Be careful with that.
18 dimes is outrageous.
That is a lot. I understand.
Well, I don't know if I could put a picture up with
the poll. If it happens, they're guaranteed winners. If that happens,
oh, yeah. He's got 18.
Guaranteed
if that
winners.
Stat line happens, it's a blowout dub
right.
for your Wiz, for the good guys.
Right.
And then they face the Brooklyn Nets if that were to happen.
All right, so you teased the story. I sent this last night because I saw the story.
Yeah.
And I thought of you because
okay.
you grew up and you guys mm-hmm. had like a panel van. The Auvilles
yes.
had one
like
of those panel vans.
Like a conversion
I'm not
van.
Saying you could live out of it.
Yeah. Kind of like a Scooby-Doo van.
Mm-hmm. Right. But it right. had like it had carpeting in it.
It did, yeah.
It had kind of like some fancy
no,
seats
it was
in
like
it.
Luxury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like luxurious.
Now, yeah. I want to say it was kind of orangey in the inside.
It had yeah,
like
it was.
Orange.
I mean, this is the 80s, so right. it had a weird like paint scheme on the outside, and probably had like some sort of shag carpeting.
Yeah,
on the inside, it had a couch in the back. I think it might have even had a small fridge in it. I mean, it was pretty baller for the time. But
yeah, I remember going to like a tournament. Cakes and I played on the South Bowie Bears when we were kids, and we went to a tournament like Virginia Beach or something. I went with his family in that panel van.
Yeah.
No, a lot of people are doing it. So since the pandemic hit, it's obviously been bigger, but it's been a trend for a while, it seems like, where people are just, they're fixing up these vans or buses,
mm-hmm.
and they're just living on the road. Now, here's the thing. The one thing is, let's just look at it from a practical perspective. Some of these, they actually will put in like a toilet.
Right.
But some of these, they don't have them.
Okay.
And I was reading one guy, he digs a hole. He goes, that's if he doesn't have like a McDonald's or something,
yeah.
he will dig a hole and just drop a deuce. And then,
I mean, I guess that's what you have to do,
and
right?
And that's what he does every day. But you can park it like on the beach,
yeah.
on a cliff, in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So like you can have these spectacular views of nature.
Yeah.
You can pretty much go anywhere.
That would get old.
But I don't think I could, poop in a hole.
No.
One time.
No, what are you, a caveman?
I mean, I think if you had to, you could do it.
I don't think I could do it one time, let alone every day knowing I'm going to have to dig a hole today.
But I don't see ever being that far away from civilization where you couldn't find a rest stop or a Walmart or right, like said, like a McDonald's.
Jump into
just,
a yeah, a
just
BK
pop in there
McDonald's.
And use the bathroom.
That's
now,
what I would do.
And now
usually.
if you're right. 200 miles away from anything, you're out in the mountains, then you're digging a hole.
When right? I would stop up toilets, I would just go to the whatever, you know, fast food place I could yes. find and stop their toilet up.
Of course you would.
Although
how
they
much
had
money
industrial
are you saving?
Strength.
So right. so this is becoming a trend like in Colorado where they say the cost of living has gone way up.
Bunch right. of hippies out
so,
there.
So theoretically, you're not paying for rent. You're not paying for electricity.
Well, you got to pay for your gas. And a lot of people have generators.
Right,
that kind
but
of
you're
thing.
Not paying for water.
Propane.
You don't have cable. I mean, you're definitely saving a lot of cash. But wouldn't you be, in Colorado in particular, where the story focused on Colorado, wouldn't you freeze?
Well, I mean,
you're going to be butt cold.
Chip, you're going to have a silly North Face down jacket. You're not going to freeze. If you have the wherewithal to have this tricked out van, you're not going to skimp on having a winter jacket in Colorado.
Yeah, and they're building beds into these things.
And it's
they
not always cold in Colorado. It's not cold today.
Yeah.
Hey,
if you're up at the top of the Rockies, yeah.
Have you seen The Shining?
When it's cold, you go to Southern California.
That's
right?
true.
Right.
You just drive to a different area.
You just drive to a different spot.
You go to Arizona.
You just chase warm weather.
But look, I saw Nomadland. It doesn't look fun. First of all, that movie stinks. Didn't it win Best Picture?
I think so.
Sure.
In a pandemic, big asterisk, pandemic year, Best Picture.
I mean, nobody watched the Academy Awards.
Right.
Overrated movie, and you get to see Frances McDormand's Reggie.
Oh, you do?
Was it a massive Reggie?
I mean, she would have given Valdez a run for his money in the Reggie contest. Yeah.
Do you think she grew it out for the film?
I don't know. I don't know what her personal preferences
are. Do you think
are?
She conveniently had that?
Evie's going to on demand it.
I'm going to guess she didn't have to get into character for that part of her role.
Do you think I could Google that right
100%.
Now? 100%.
Mr. Skin,
are you
definitely.
Kidding? Of course you
Frances McDormand.
I don't know if you'd want to do that.
Yes, you could.
What can I type in there? Or
look how fascinated he is.
Just type in Frances McDormand.
Pubes?
Nomadland. Reggie.
Huh?
Yes. Right, Reggie,
no, I'm going
right.
to put. I'm just going to type in
look at me.
The last
look
name.
Look at me, Reggie.
Yes.
Right.
You type that in. And right. it will jump out
I'm
going
to type in. Like.
Sorry, I didn't really see this turn coming.
Yeah.
From van life to that.
This is where we wind
but
up.
But I'm guessing
sometimes.
The people that are living the van life,
yeah.
they look a lot like she did. They're
probably right.
You know what I mean? They're not brushing their teeth three times a day.
See, I typed in Frances McDormand
yeah.
Bush.
Yeah. What came up?
Nothing.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing.
Just put your nude.
You're not looking hard enough.
Huh?
Put nude Nomadland.
Nude. Yeah. All right. I put Nomadland. All right.
Ooh.
Did you find it?
Is this the one? Is this the image? No, that's just a heinous couple.
Look, here's how I can describe it.
Yeah.
She finds like a spring.
Here
or,
you go.
Or like a little pond, and
yeah.
she takes all of her clothes off, and she's floating in the pond or
okay.
the spring.
Oh, right.
I
can't
back.
See that much.
Oh, you totally can see the red.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you can.
Right.
You can see
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. That's a massive.
You can see that thing from Venus.
That's a mid 70s silly right there.
Look at me, Reggie.
Right?
It's the only thing that stands out to me from the movie.
She's in pretty,
light, let everybody
pretty
know.
Good shape, though.
Yeah, she looks like she's fit.
Of course she's fit. She's living in the back of a van. She can barely afford food.
Well, I know
in
this.
The movie.
EB, how do they survive on the bang bus van?
I don't know. Because much like yeah. Captain Stabbin, when it's over, they just throw the girls okay. overboard. They ditch them and they have to hitchhike home.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've seen that van life a couple times.
Right. No, we have a listener, Maureen, right? She's a P1. I think that's her name. Pretty sure. And she's been listening for a long time. And she called in like last year. Remember she talked about they bought a... it wasn't a van, but they bought like a Winnebago.
A camper.
Yeah.
Right.
And they go to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just
and sleep they just, right there on
yes.
the beach?
Well, no, not necessarily that, but they'll go to a campsite or something.
Yeah.
But, you
I mean,
know,
our
they
boy,
live in the freaking
our boy
camper.
Dr. Z used to do that. Me and Bubba and Dr. Z, we would go to the
now,
beach.
Now, a camper.
And we would stay at the camper. Then we go to get hammered at Secrets.
Yeah.
And we'd come back and sleep at the camper, which was like 5 miles off the beach.
Now, a camper will have maybe... some sort of running water shower
yes.
situation, right?
Yeah.
But if you're in a van and you're living the van life, You don't have any shower situation.
I don't think so.
Well, you just got to go jump in the ocean.
Look, if I'm going to be in an RV,
I've done that before.
This is maybe snobby. My RV has to look like Will Smith's RV.
Right.
It has to be baller. It's right. Got to be
the life of
luxury. It's got to be a Hollywood trailer.
I'm not going to knock around in some Winnebago from 1979. That's just not happening. I'm not
By the way,
do
raise
that.
Your hand if you've taken the dumpy in the Atlantic Ocean.
Only Jason Bishop.
No, my son
that.
Did that.
Who
my
would
son,
do that?
My son did that when he was about 13 in the outer.
It was desperation.
Banks.
Aren't you afraid that it's going to hit you after like a wave?
Are you kidding?
Aren't you afraid? Oh, afraid you it's going to float ashore?
You know what the odds of that are? No way.
Are you kidding?
I was just relieving myself because I had to. I did. There was no way I was going to make it all the way back up to the condo.
You're so tall. You probably had to go about 200 yards out.
I don't know. I was probably chest deep.
Dude, that's a hurting thing to do. I get embarrassed when I go out in the ocean and I just have to go like number one.
Yeah.
Right. I'm afraid everyone knows what I'm doing.
First of all, nobody
because they're
knows.
Doing the same thing.
How are they going to know?
Because I'm just standing there.
Right. And it takes forever. It takes forever to get things going.
Yeah. And then it's taking forever to finish.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone is busting me. And then I walk back. And
do you
like,
lower your bathing suit or do you just go right through
it? Oh, no, right through. No, but
are
if
you
drop a deuce like Lurch.
Oh, yeah. If you do what he's doing, you have, you can't.
I told you, my son
of course
did that
I
at the Outer Banks.
Right.
He just pulled the shorts down and just let one fly.
Oh, man, that is.
I mean, it would have taken 10, 12 minutes to get up to the bathroom.
Very,
I didn't have 10 or 12
very
minutes.
Very primitive
and the,
move.
And the Outer Banks has pretty clear water, too. So, I mean, that's really crazy. At least where Lurch is probably doing it.
You don't want to do that in Aruba.
Yeah, I mean, murky.
You're so busted if you do that in Aruba or any of those crystal clear blue water beaches.
Unless you have a good sinker. If you have a good sinker.
I don't think anybody's got that good of a sinker.
Hey, go keto. You have some pretty good sinkers.
Maybe.
When you go keto.
All right, so we're going to talk a little Wiz hoops next.
Is that what we're doing?
I think we've got Antonio Daniels.
You know, I was looking up to see if Antonio played with Kwame. I don't think they overlapped. But maybe he has some
Bring it up, though.
He probably
opinions.
Has a story or two.
Yeah maybe he has a Kwame story.
All right, so we'll talk some NBA and Wizards next with Antonio Daniels right here on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.